It is really good to be back. It is really good to be back with my church family, and I am very thankful for the opportunity that I've had to be away, and even more thankful for the opportunity that I have to be back. Thank you all very much for all that you've done to make this community continue to flourish, even in the midst of adversity. We got here this morning, and I was talking with Paul, and I said, so what's the sermon going to be today? And he had this mild panic look on his face for half a second. It's funny, there's a story about these three little boys that were talking one day, and he said, my dad is really very smart. You can give him any topic, and he can talk on it for an hour. And the other kid said, well, that's nothing. You can give a topic to my dad, and he can talk for 2 hours. And the third kid, my dad can talk for 3 hours, and he doesn't need a topic. I feel like Ben would say that. That sounds like something he would say. I didn't get to go to South Africa this summer, which was part of my sabbatical plans and some of the study that I was going to do. But I was reading through the lessons today, and I was reminded of a story from when I was there 4 years ago. While we were over there, we visited some of the townships, and those townships were created back in apartheid-era South Africa, where blacks were forced to live. And they often had very unsafe, unsanitary conditions. There were shanty towns, literally pieces of trash used to construct homes. We visited this one place. It was called Inkanini. Inkanini means by force. This land that they used for this settlement was taken by force. The blacks there said, no, we're not going to live continuously in some of these places. We're going to take some place to live. Now, granted, it was still a shanty town. They still had old pieces of aluminum used for the walls of the homes, and you could see that some homes were really just tents, very, very shaky tents. We visited and we toured this place, and they were very proud of some of the things that they had because some of the other townships didn't have them. They had spigots with running water, and they had communal toilets, which apparently was a luxury in some of these townships. Let me tell you what, I saw those toilets. They were not what I would consider a luxury, but they were proud of them. They got together. They built those things together. They built that town. They built that community. They built those toilets, and they installed that running water. And they came together, and they built a church, and the church was a tent. It was just, and it wasn't like normal, like weatherproof material. We're talking like somebody went out and bought cloth, strung it across some boards, and declared it a roof. But this was their church. This is where they gathered. We were there, and they fed us lunch, and I honestly felt bad for eating there because I was afraid I was taking someone's food who needed it far more than I did. But we were there. We were their guests, and they were honored to have us. The Sunday school girls came out and gave a dance for us, and they were very proud that they had been practicing this dance for quite some time. And they were talking about then some of the ministries that the community was involved in, that the church was involved in. One of the ministries was that in this community, and they couldn't really judge about how many people lived there, but they knew that there were about 300 people who were what we would call shut-ins. People who could not leave their home. And this community that could barely scrape together anything for themselves, they gathered together their resources. And these three women led this ministry at this church where they fed 300 people. They would go to each house and they'd get together a little rice. Oh, I have some extra beans, I have this, I have that. And every single day, they would scour the community for what they could to put together to feed those 300 shut-ins in this desperately poor town. And the thing that surprised me most is that to any of us, I think in the United States, a ministry of feeding 300 people would be a hallmark ministry. It would be something that we would tout and be proud of that we were able to accomplish. For them, as they were talking, it astounded us, but it was only like this one-off sort of thing. Oh, yeah, and we also feed 300 people. But they were more focused on some of the other things that they were doing. But we wanted to back up and say, tell us more about this. And they were surprised. And they said, well, we're a Christian community. Why wouldn't we feed these people? Why wouldn't we give to our community? It blew their mind that we would even think that this was astounding or somehow unique. It was a given to them that you love the community. Well, my brothers and sisters, in the readings that we have today, it's all talking about community. It's talking about how we go and interact with each other, how we love with each other, how it is that we show and demonstrate our Christian witness to each other by the community. The community itself is vastly important to the Christian life. It is impossible for us to build Christian character by ourselves. We have to be with each other. That's why the church is so important. That's why we're able to be... See, I told you I was going to wander off too far. We have to be able to be with each other, to walk this journey of faith with each other so that we can be together. The church is not a singular word. The church is us together. Our work together. Our lives together. Sharing the goods and the bads, the joys and the sorrows. Sharing the work of ministry in this broken and hurting world. That is what the church is. The church is about pointing out the flaws of the world around us. The church is about condoling each and every one of us who are subject to the flaws of the world to conform more to the mind of Christ. The church, my brothers and sisters, is holy. C.S. Lewis once said that beside the Holy Eucharist, your neighbor is the most holy object you will ever see. And I believe that to be absolutely true. We are called together to be people who walk this walk together. God loves us, each and every one, so much that he was willing to die for us. Why do we think that each other would not be holy then? Why would we think that any of us are dispensable? My brothers and sisters, as we continue to walk this walk together, as we do it together, two or three of us even, together, asking for the Lord's help, asking for God's guidance, asking for God to bring us more closely together to conform to that mind of Christ. Oh, it'll happen. It'll happen if we just allow the Spirit to truly talk to us, to allow God's mind to come into us to build that community, rather than to allow ourselves to build what we want. We have to listen to that still small voice. We have to do it in community with each other because far too often we find that we let our own wants and desires infiltrate our minds. Our own prejudices and ideas come together. But whenever we work as the church, whenever we discuss these ideas and what the Holy Spirit may be saying, we discern more clearly the work of the Holy Spirit. And we can allow that to work and permeate our lives. The community is holy. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. My brothers and sisters, our call is to be reminded of Christ's presence with us, together, in this place, in our work. Now, I don't know that we're going to get to feed 300 people daily. But what a change it would be if we could get together and live as the people God envisions us to be as the body of Christ here in Bluefield. We really have done amazing things. And even in the midst of all of this craziness, I know that this church has continued to go out and seek to love and serve. The food pantry has continued. Our work at the Union Mission has continued. We've continued to do Bible studies. We've continued to do preaching. We've continued to have the Holy Eucharist. We have continued as the body of Christ. And for that, I give thanks to God. I give thanks to God that we are continuing to be the church. And I pray that earnestly we never forget the important things of community, of faith, of love, and the centrality of Jesus Christ in all that we think, do, and say, individually and together. I'm very thankful to be back. I'm thankful for you all. God bless you. I love you all. I love you. I really do. And you are a blessing. I am blessed to have you as my church. Amen.